Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Tony Lowry and Shanghai Lil, with a handful of white planters, are making a final stand against the murderous, plundering hordes under the leadership of Peter Stone. Unable to hold out, they decide to sail to one of the neighboring islands to secure help. But upon reaching the yacht basin, they find that Peter Stone and his saboteurs have set fire to all the yachts, severed the telephone cables, and cut off all communications from the outside world. Returning to his headquarters in the interior of the island, Peter Stone is warmly welcomed by Kitty St. John, much to the amazement of Jungle Jim and Kolo, who are hidden in the nearby jungle watching the scene. Kitty kisses and embraces Peter Stone. When Stone goes to his room and reaches for the lamp chimney in order to light his lamp, the lamp chimney is hot and he burns his hand. It brings to him the sudden realization that someone has been using the lamp to prowl through his room. He immediately suspects Kitty St. John.
What a chump I was to fall for that axe he was putting on. Yeah. I should have known I was catching it.
Yeah.
I get the whole idea now, Punchy. She was prowling around in my room, going through my desk and trunk.
Yeah?
She thought we were going to be away all night. But we came back a lot sooner than she expected. When she heard our voices, she blew out the lamp and ran out here to meet us.
Hey, it's just like I said, boss. A dame is always dangerous. And the prettier they are, the more dangerous they are. They've always been a headache to me.
Well, this one won't be any headache to me. If anyone is going to have a headache, it's going to be Kitty St. John.
Yeah, that's what... Hey, wait, boss. I just thought of something. Maybe she didn't have time to get any dope from your papers and stuff,
you know? Don't worry. I'll soon find out. I'll look through my trunk first. And if that she-devil has taken anything, she'll wish she hadn't. I'll look in this trunk.
Gee whiz, boss. They're all messed up. Looks like she's gone through them papers in a hurry, all right.
Yeah, sure, she's been through them. Let me see. Those papers is on the bottom of this tray in the left-hand corner. That's not them. Not there. Those papers are gone.
What?
She's got them. Stolen them. Has had plenty of time to hide them.
Yeah.
But I'll get them back, Punchy. I'll teach that dame to mind her own business.
Well, what are you going to do, boss?
Leave that to me. Now, you listen to me. Get busy on that job down at the storehouse, see? Do that tonight before you turn in, so that everything will be ready for the boys when they get there.
Yeah, okay, boss. I'll sure do it, yeah. But I'd like to stick around here in case that dame pulls anything.
What do you mean? Don't you think I'm capable of handling her? You get out and do what I told you. Hustle down to the storehouse and finish the job down there. Don't worry about me.
Well, dames like that are dangerous, boss. What if she picked up a gun? You go barging into her room and she's sitting there waiting to let you have it. It only takes one shot to knock a guy over.
Don't be stupid.
Well, I was...
I'm not going to let her know I'm wise for a little game right away.
Oh.
I'm going to be nice and quiet. And when she least expects it, I'll surprise her. I won't give her any chance to use a gun. Don't worry about that. Now, you get going and do what I told you. Leave Kitty St. John to me.
You hear that, Kolo? We've got to get busy. Looks as though Kitty St. John is still on our side. And what's more, she's in a very tough spot.
What we do next, Juan?
Well, I can handle the situation up here, and you can take care of that other rat. I want you to follow him. He's going to some storehouse. Maybe that one hidden in the bush down there near the boat landing. But follow this fellow and see where he goes and see what he's up to.
Yes, Juan. I watch him.
I've got a pretty good hunch, Kolo. They've got their ammunition and supplies stored in that big hut down there. Now, if they have, destroy it. Set fire to it. And then when you have that started, race for the boat landing at the river. And either set fire or sink their boats. We've got our boat safely hidden away. And if we're lucky enough to get Kitty and escape, they won't be able to follow.
What I do about the man Stone called Punchy?
Just watch him. And don't do anything unless you think he's going to call help. Then work up behind him, knock him out, and tie him up. Look. Look, Colo. There he is now. See? He's going into that other hut. You keep your eye on him while I see what's happening to Kitty St. John. Well, Colo, what did you find out?
Man be drinking plenty, Tuan. Drink much. He smoke some kind long cigarette. Think maybe they be dope. Man have funny look. Act funny, too.
Where is he now, Colo?
He get ready to go out. I watch door from here. When he go, I follow him.
Good. And I know what Kitty St. John has been up to. She evidently has stolen some very important papers from Stone. She had them hidden in her dress when Stone came home. But she's gotten rid of them now. I watched her through the windows. She folded up the papers and has them hidden in the wide hems of the very heavy curtains on the windows.
How can you get them, Tuan?
I don't want to try to get them yet. Stone is plenty mad. He's pacing up and down the floor of his room. Can't quite decide what to do about Kitty St. John. But I'm going to watch her carefully, Colo. And if he tries any rough stuff, I'll break in and save Kitty. I have only Peter Stone to handle. There isn't anyone else there but that fellow he calls Punchy. And when he goes, you can take care of him.
Yes, Tuan.
All I have to do is get Kitty out of there and grab those window drapes with the papers in them. If I can get away with that before you get back, I'll head straight for the spot down the river where our boat is hidden. I'll wait for you there, Colo.
Good, Tuan. I will come. Look, There is man called Punchy leaving hut. I go now. Follow him.
Good luck, Colo. I'm going back to keep an eye on Kitty St. John.
While Jungle Jim and Colo seem to be well on the way to achieving a victory, Tony Lowry and Lil are in the gravest danger. Almost encircled by the horde of murderous savages, Tony, Lil, and the handful of white men are threatened with complete annihilation.
No use, Mr. Lowry. We're trapped. They're closing in from all sides. We can't hold them any longer. Our ammunition is running low.
There's only one chance left, the river. They've reached the bank to our left. We've got to withdraw our men and try to escape by going down the river between their lines.
The river is deep here, Mr. Lowry. The current's too fast to even stand up. Besides, there's a gang of those natives moving along the river from the town.
I know all that, but it's our only chance. I go back and tell the boys to start withdrawing, just one man at a time. The others must keep up the fire to fool those natives in front of us that we're still holding out. As the firing gradually subsides, they'll think that they've killed us all off. Now then, hurry. Send the men back along this path. I'll wait here to show them the way.
Okay, Mr. Lowry. I guess it's either getting shot, captured, or taking a chance of being drowned.
Tell them to leave at 5-minute intervals and report to me here.
Yes, sir.
Bill, you go ahead. Follow this path down to the riverbank. Find a place that isn't too steep to get out into the river. But be careful. The banks are very high in some places, and if your foot slips and you plunge into that swift current, it's goodbye.
I'll be careful, Tony. When I pick the spot, I'll come back to the path and tell the men as they arrive.
Okay, Bill. Go ahead now while there's still time. I'll send the men along as they come in. You men follow in single file. Keep on this side as close to the bank as you can and try to cling onto the vines and trees along the side. All right, now. And remember, no talking when we get down into the river. Are you ready, Lil?
Okay, Tony, don't worry about me. I'll be all right. Tell the men to make sure and keep their rifles out of the water.
Oh, and Jackson, tell them to keep their cartridge belts around their necks.
Okay, Mr. Lowry. I'll tell them. You go ahead.
Are you all right, Lil?
Yes. Pretty tricky trying to stay on my feet, but I'll make it. Lead on, Tony. The men are following.
Right. Hey, wait a minute. Stop here, Lil. There's a party of natives just ahead. Pass the word back to hide under the bank.
Okay, Tony. Mr. Jackson.
Yes, Mr. Bill, what is it?
Pass the word to hide under the bank. There's a gang of natives just ahead of us.
Yes, sir.
That was a close one. They were
on now, but we'd better get moving. It isn't long before daylight, and if we expect to stay alive, we'd better get out of this part of the country.
Yeah.
It's swarming with natives.
All right, Lil. I hope you can hold out. This is going to be a slow, tough trip. Pass the word back. We're moving again.
Well, we've made it this far, all right, but now we've got to make a short dash across the open, around the bay to the yacht basin, and let's hope at least one small boat has escaped that fire.
Yes. We can just sight one boat. We can hide out until darkness and then swim out to the boat and get away from the island.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, yes, here. Mr. McGregor has been scouting along the bay along this side.
Yes.
He says we can't make a run across the open country.
Why not?
Well, there are bands of natives everywhere. One gang of them are using the yacht club launch searching for us. They're under the command of that half-breed that they call Big Tom.
Oh, yes. Well, we'll just have to stay here then. We can hide here pretty well, but we've got to find some way to get that launch. It's our only chance of escape.
Yes, that's right, Mr. Lowry.
We'll wait until tonight. And then I want volunteers to go out with me to get that launch. Or die trying.
The island swarming with renegade natives, feverishly searching for the handful of white men, will Tony, Lil, and the few survivors be successful in making an escape? In the meantime, Jungle Jim, hidden in the jungle, watches eagerly his chance to rescue Kitty from Peter Stone. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.